RTV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, we're go.
Good morning. In the headlines, promoters of youth initiatives across Cameroon today join other development actors around the globe to commemorate World Youth Skills Day under the theme Youth Skills for Peace and Development. Out of the country, U.S. President has in a statement called for tempers to be lowered after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. World Youth Skills Day is being commemorated today, July 15, 2024, under the theme Youth Skills for Peace and Development. This year's edition lays emphasis on the crucial role young people play in peace building and conflict resolution efforts. Activities to commemorate the day will be coordinated by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, with particular attention to be paid on providing young Cameroonians with opportunities which can permit them address issues threatening their future and contribute to the promotion of sustainable development. In addition to boosting the skills of youths in the domain of entrepreneurship, the ministry continues to help youngsters hone skills in digital technology. A recent initiative taken is the launch of an exercise to select 200 youths for training programs in cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and data science, according to a press release signed by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futso. The deadline for submitting application files has been postponed from today, July the 15th, to July the 30th, 2024. Deke Julius situates the place of artificial intelligence in today's digital economy.
Although not very visible in Cameroon and other African countries, artificial intelligence has fully been embraced in Western economies, including big giants in Asia like Japan, China, and the Republic of Korea. AI, as it is fondly called, is one of the major components of industrial operations, with machines substituting for multiple tasks hitherto performed by humans. The broad functions of AI are therefore present in education, healthcare delivery, manufacturing, and hospitality, among others. While there may be genuine fear that artificial intelligence could trigger high levels of unemployment across the world, experts in the sector are rather of the opinion that AI is significantly helping organizations to cut costs, improve user experiences, and achieve better efficiency. Research has also pointed out that the global AI market could reach $1.35 trillion by 2030, contributing some $15.7 trillion to the growth of the global economy. Cameroon may not have fully adopted AI, but the technology is present, with digital assistance in mobile phone operations and messaging, language processing, and weather apps, just to mention these.
Deke Julius. Elsewhere, a three-day capacity building training for trade and customs experts as well as representatives of the private sector kicks off in Douala today, organized by the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, ECA, in collaboration with the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, for the 11 member states of the Economic Community of Central African States, ECAS, within the framework of the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA. According to ECAS Sub-Regional Director for Central Africa, Jean-Luc Mastaki, the training seeks to further actions already taken towards involving countries of the sub-region under a common African market, the procedures and opportunities for trade and investment in the context of the AFCFTA, among other operational aspects of the agreement, will also come under review during the training. The president of the National Communication Council has cautioned hosts of talk shows and interactive programs in Cameroon on the need to avoid the propagation of inappropriate verbal violence and uncivil behavior on such platforms, as it could be tantamount to public disorder. According to a press release signed by Joseph Chebonken Kalabubser, the council has observed a recurrent trend in hateful and violent discourse, widespread abuse of language, and uncouth views directed at persons, sometimes inciting stigmatization or segregation. Alban Jembonde reviews some key issues raised in the release.
It has virtually become a rendezvous of the weekends, radio like TV, French like English, the topics mainly politics, anchored by talk show hosts whose choices of panelists already tell of the direction the debate will take and knowing how their programs will end. Some figures have virtually taken their participation in political debate programs for a career. They move from one television channel to another, as if they were on mission. They are masters of all subjects, with their underlying message being that government is doing little or nothing at all, and their time is up. If advocates of the regime attempt to justify government position, it's usually a war that erupts, where trademark verbal punches are thrown at each other. Cases abound where presenters have had to prematurely end programs or interrupt them for minutes to calm flaring tempers. That is when they still have a mastery of the subjects and command over the trend of events, for sometimes panelists come with content to misinform or disinform without the moderators of the debate programs coming in to make corrections with facts. As Cameroon moves gradually into a year of elections, it was important to remind the media on its role of neutrality and impartiality, having in mind that peace and social cohesion is a collective heritage enjoyed by Cameroonians that should be collectively safeguarded in the best interest of all.
The city mayor of Bamenda has said immediate works will begin on a deviation to ease movement on the road linking City Chemist, Gomgam and other neighborhoods to Bamenda town following the collapse of the main bridge after heavy downpours. Paul Achobong gave the assurance in Bamenda during an evaluation session led by the Secretary General of the Northwest Governor's Office, Ali Saiduna. Veronica Aji tells us more.
Commuters living in the rendezvous vicinity will henceforth navigate their way through a deviation of about 1,500 meters still in the vicinity to get to the rest of town. The Bamenda City Council has set up a contingency plan. Paul Achobong Tambeng, Mayor of the Bamenda City Council.
We're going to create an immediate bypass so as to assist the people transport themselves from both sides of the bridge. It's a distance of about 1,500 meters. We're going to do it immediately.
La Chance Bridge, built in the 90s, which was the main link between Rendezvous and the rest of the city of Bamenda, is no longer practicable as water, in a bid to make way, washed out part of the foundation beneath. Following the collapse, an assessment team comprising the delegate of public works, officials of Mideno and other top-ranking personalities in the Northwest, led by the Secretary General at the Northwest Governor's Office, Ali Saiduna, upon instruction from the Governor of the Northwest Region, resolved to launch immediate clearing of waterways as a way to avert the collapse of other bridges with high water levels experienced this rainy season. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Now in news out of Cameroon, in a televised address to the nation, U.S. President Joe Biden has called for the temperature of politics to be lowered after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. He says politics must never be a literal battlefield and that Trump, who was shot in the ear in Pennsylvania rally on Saturday, has called on Americans to stand united. He has arrived at Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, which is going ahead as planned. The Secret Services say it is not anticipating any operational changes to security. The gunman, Thomas Crooks, 20, was shot and killed by the Secret Service, but his motive remains a mystery. And in sports, Cameroon has emerged champion of the 14th African Zone 4 karate competition that wrapped up yesterday at the Fandana Gymnasium in Yaoundé. Cameroon finished first with a total of 39 medals, 27 in gold, 7 in silver and 5 in bronze, and was followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo with 17 medals. That is the end of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.